It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Wanted to get an update on Sleep in Heavenly Peace, a local chapter. It's been going on for a number of years. Tracy Grauer is one of the folks involved. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. First of all, if people are not familiar with it, a lot of people are, but if they're not, kind of explain overall what Sleep in Heavenly Peace is all about.
So Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a national organization that has a local chapter here in Douglas County, and our motto is, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. We build and deliver beds to children who have no bed to sleep in.
And what do you do with the organization?
Somehow or another, I became the chapter president, so I am involved in kind of all aspects of it at this point.
And how long have you been involved?
I've been involved a couple of years. I got involved because I teach woodshop here in town, and I thought it would be a great thing to take my kids out and get some, you know, practical experience, authentic experience in building things that were needed in our community. And I realized how wonderful this organization was, and I started becoming part of builds and deliveries, and I wanted to become more and more, and I find myself, about 10 months ago, I took over as chapter president.
Any idea how many beds have been built locally through the group?
Locally, we have delivered more than 1,450 beds since 2018 when we opened our chapter, and this next number is astounding. Sleep in Heavenly Peace began in 2012, and nationally, we've delivered over 300,000 beds to children.
Wow. You know, it's amazing because so many people take it for granted. You need a bed, you go buy a bed. Not everybody's got the resources or even the idea to go other than to somewhere other than a store and have someone build one for you. How do you find these families, these kids in need? How do you get connected?
Doing just what I'm doing right here. We reach out as best we can. We get the word out to as many different places as we can. We've got pamphlets and brochures at places like HUD, where they go and get WIC. Any place that we know that children might be involved, we get involved in Kids Safety Day. We were handing out candy at one of the churches for Halloween. Anything we can do to promote who we are and how to reach us.
And what's involved in building these beds? I mean, a lot of people may not think they've got the skill set to do it.
It takes no skills at all. We have children as young as 4 and 5 years old come and help out. The little ones will help us count bolts and put rubber bands around them. We need people to sand. We need people to drill holes. So when we're building the beds, we're building the parts. So we build the rails or we build the headboards. And then we take those parts with us when we go to deliver a bed and actually assemble the bed on site.
And how long does it take?
No skills at all needed.
How long does it take to assemble it?
We're delivering 3 beds this afternoon out into Glide, and we'll be there probably about 45 minutes. We'll have the beds done. And when we walk away, the beds are ready to be crawled into. So we not only give them the frame, we also give them the mattress, the sheets, the blanket, and the pillow.
Wow. That is really hitting it so that you've totally met the need.
I hope so. It's one of those things, like I say, when I first got involved, I thought it was all about just going out and building. And I started to realize, again, having been a part of our school district here in town for over 20 years, how much need there is. And I'm amazed at how many of my students actually sleep in the Sleep in Heavenly Peace bed.
Wow. Now, do you have like a warehouse that you guys use to do a lot of your building at?
We do have a warehouse. It allows us to stockpile so that if we need a bed, we can just go grab it. This afternoon, I'll swing by, pick up the beds, and take them on out to our delivery. It also is a place where we do some of our builds, although we do have people that partner with us and we'll do builds on site. An example would be the Elks Lodge in Myrtle Creek has sponsored builds for the last 3 years. And we go down and we build in their parking lot, and they cover the cost of the beds. Our beds run about $250 a piece. And again, handing out almost 200 beds a year, that's about $40,000 a year we run through getting the beds out to the kids.
So where do the finances for this come from?
Our community here in Douglas County is a very giving community. We've got many people who donate sheets, blankets, and pillows, which helps us offset that cost. We have so much lumber in our area. The mills step up and help us with a lot of lumber and donations. The thing that we just keep getting got with, the mattresses. We do need cash donations to help us to be able to go out and actually purchase the mattresses that are about $100 a piece now.
And everything you're giving these families, then the obviously the wood, but also the mattress, bedspreads, et cetera, this is all new, right?
All brand new.
Wow.
So, brand spanking new out of the package.
And if people are interested in helping either in when you're doing all your building and organization or helping out financially, how do they get connected?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I have a phone number. It is not a simple phone number, unfortunately. The phone number is 844-432-2337. And then the extension is 5116. And you can leave a message there and I'll call you back. The other way is if you go to our website. The website's a little easier. It is shpbeds.org. And when you get onto the website, there's three buttons in red. One is to request a bed. If you're somebody that would like a bed for your child or your grandchild, you can go there. The other two buttons, one is to help volunteer, and the other is to help donate. I am associated with Fremont Middle School here in town, and they have graciously stepped up and offered to be a donation site. If somebody would like to drop off bedding, sheets, a donation of any form, they could drop it at the front office, and they'll be able to get it to me as well.
Wow. Sounds like very important work, and it's got to be fulfilling to, like you are planning to do today, to walk out of a home and know that a few kids are going to sleep better tonight.
That is true. And you know what I love more than anything is when I get to a site and the children are old enough, and when I say old enough, I'm happy with 6, 7 years old, they actually help me assemble the bed.
Wow.
So the kids get to be a part of building their beds and putting them together, and they get to take pride in that as well.
All right, Tracy Grauer from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Tracy, thanks for being on this morning.
I appreciate it, Kyle. Have a good day.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.